Hello, Alignment family. Welcome back to the show. This week, you are getting a solo episode from yours truly, all about the do's and don'ts of what you're gonna do or do not do for fat loss for summer. Okay, this is gonna be so fun. I love putting these kinds of episodes together. And honestly, I'm gonna start with the don'ts and then we'll go into the do's. That way we can just eliminate all the things that should not be part of your routine just yet. Okay, if ever. But before we dive in, I do wanna let you know that I just created and dropped a completely complimentary free guide all about how to reset and upgrade your metabolism. So many of you have already downloaded it, and I'm pumped to bring it to the podcast listeners specifically. If you didn't see the link to download or anything about it on social media over the weekend, I'm recording this Monday, April 29th. You will hear this on Wednesday, May 1st. So with that, I will put the link to download this guide below. But basically, I gauged the interest on this, and I know a lot of you feel lost around just like, what am I not understanding about my metabolism, where it's at, how it's working, and namely, why am I not getting the results that I want? Okay, I want to lose body fat, I want to tone up, I want to have body recomp, and everything I'm doing is just like, it seems like it's for nothing because. And I get it. I've been there before. It's like you're working really hard, right? You're going to the gym, you're taking your rest days, you're like eating clean. And it just seems that there's a couple puzzle pieces that are typically out of place. That's what I see when clients come to us that you can't seem to figure out. And everybody was super interested in learning what those puzzle pieces might be. So the guide is ready for you. It is, again, all about how to transform your physique through science-backed strategies without giving up your social life or your hormone health or your gut health. Like, we are not here to wreck your metabolism, your body, or anything internally. Okay, we're gonna do this in the healthiest way possible, get you the results that you want, and actually have you educated on how the process works, right? So, just to give you a little preview of what's inside, there are five different chapters. And by the way, if you happen to be someone who voted on my poll and you said you wanted the guide all about how to calculate your maintenance macros, I actually absorbed that into this one. So you're getting two for one here. And so there's five basically like chapters or sections. The entire guide is 17 pages. And so the first section is basically metabolism 101. So we've got a good foundational training there. Section two is why is your metabolism slow? Section three is how to reset and speed up the metabolism. Section four is our exact metabolic reset method. I even walk you through an example there. And then section five is going to be extra benefits of what you can expect, like what you'll experience when you are resetting and upgrading your metabolism. So, like I said, I will put the link to download that below. Please enjoy. Please share with anyone that you think would find it helpful. And then, of course, I would love to hear your feedback as well. So, with that being said, let's jump into the content of the episode. So, like I mentioned, we're going to start with the don'ts. These are the things that we are not going to do for you to lose fat for summer. They're probably going to be shocking. They're probably going to seem counterintuitive, but I will explain. All right. So, the first thing that I do not want to see you doing is incorporating HIIT training, so high intensity interval training, more than twice a week. In fact, you don't probably need to incorporate it at all. There are other ways to burn body fat via cardio. I'm a big fan of low intensity steady state. Research shows that it is quite supportive of fat loss because your heart rate is in a certain zone that is beneficial for fat loss. But right now, I'm going to tell you why I don't want to see you incorporating HIIT more than twice a week, if at all. So, high intensity training is obviously a lot, right? It's high intensity. You're working extremely hard in short bursts, short intervals, right? And by the way, if you are going to be doing HIIT training, I want to see it 10 minutes or less. Like, I'm talking, if you're doing bike sprints, you're gonna like warm up for 2 minutes. Then maybe you do five bike sprints, 30 seconds on, 90 seconds off, whatever. There's a ton of different ways you could break down HIIT training, and then you're gonna cool down. Like, that is what true HIIT looks like. I know a lot of you love to go to Barry's and Orange Theory and all the other ones out there. And I know that they're fun, and I don't have anything against these classes inherently. I think they get a lot of people out into the world and moving their bodies and exercising and therefore getting healthier. But I know my audience, and I know where you guys are at. And you're not someone who needs help getting off the couch multiple times a week. I know you already are a hard worker. I know you've got that work ethic. So the reason I'm telling you, I don't want to see you incorporating a lot of HIIT is because it's very taxing and very stressful on the body, which makes it very difficult to recover from. And it is extra and unnecessary stress on the body. Now, some stress is good through training, through a little bit of cardio, right? What we don't want is the excessive stress, because then your body is going to be in survival mode. It's going to be overloaded with stress and thinking, oh my gosh, I just have to focus on surviving right now. And when the body shifts the energy toward just surviving, it is not going to give a shit about burning body fat or changing your physique or body recomping or toning up. Like, it does not care about that. So as long as you are living in survival mode or fight or flight, right? Your fat loss journey is just really not going to progress much, if at all. Okay, so if you're going to incorporate cardio to help you with a calorie deficit, again, I would much rather see low intensity steady state, because it is easier to recover from. It's not going to skyrocket your stress levels, your cortisol, the stress hormone, through the roof. It's just going to make for a much easier time, not only with your fat loss journey, but also with how you're feeling. Okay, you're not going to be as sore, you're not going to be as tired, things like that. All right, so that's the first thing. We're not going to be incorporating HIIT more than twice a week, if at all. Okay, bonus points if you're just doing lists, low intensity, steady state. Now, this brings me to my second thing that I do not want to see you doing. Okay, I don't want to see you training or doing cardio more than five times a week. You need at least two rest days. Five times per week is the max number of times that I will have a client train. Most of my clients are on 4 day splits. I do have some outliers who are on 3 day splits, and then some who are on five. 4 to 5 works the best, I would say. You can still get results with three for sure. But with your training, like, you can only progress as quickly as you can recover. So again, we want to make sure you're recovering optimally. If you are on a 5 day training split, train 2 to 3 days, rest. Train 2 to 3 days, rest. Okay. I want to see two rest days per week. One of them needs to be a full rest day. Okay. That doesn't mean you go to a yoga class or a Pilates class or you go on a hike. I'm cool if you just like get outside and get some steps, but please do not go out of your way to do some crazy big activity because you're not going to the gym that day. Okay. So one full rest day. The other one could be a quote unquote active rest day. Maybe you do go to yoga or on a hike or whatever. But I do want to see training maxed at five times per week. Again, because we don't want excessive stress on the body because we are on a fat loss journey and we want to make sure that the body does not feel so focused on survival. We want the body to feel safe so it can then put its energy toward losing body fat and changing your physique, right? So that's the second one. And then the third thing that I do not want to see you doing, okay, is going into a deficit before your body is ready. And there's a couple different thought tracks I want to go down here. So the first one is going to be, don't go into a deficit if you have no idea where your current intake is. Okay, you need to figure that out first. It's as simple as just tracking your food for a few days and seeing, like, okay, here's what I'm averaging. Do not just blindly go in and be like, yeah, I'm gonna go into a deficit. I think I'm gonna go like 1400 calories. Like, okay, well, relative to what? We wanna make sure the deficit is effective. We wanna make sure it's not too big of a jump from your current intake. And we wanna make sure that you're not starting your deficit off too low, right? We wanna make sure calories aren't too low. We wanna have room to move food. Okay, so don't go into a deficit without knowing what you are currently intaking every single day. And then Do not go into a deficit if you've been dieting for a while, if you're already consuming below your maintenance. There is not, you're not going to get the response that you want if you just go further into a deficit. Okay. There is a floor to a deficit. There comes a time when you cannot move things any further without really harming your internal health, namely gut and hormones. Well, and everything else, your nervous system, like every system is intertwined, right? It's like a symphony in our bodies. But truly, if you've been dieting for a while, things are not changing. The answer is not going into a bigger deficit because I'm willing to bet you're already pretty low-cal. Okay. So your body's not going to respond how you want it to. And the solution is in the metabolic reset guide. Okay. So I'll redirect you there. If you're in this place, if that's resonating, if you're like, man, I have been dieting for a while and pretty low calorie, like probably doing a moderate amount of cardio, training a lot. Yeah, you need the metabolic reset guide. Okay, so don't be doing those things, right? Those are the don'ts. Let's move on to the do's. Okay, so first thing is obviously download the metabolic reset guide. I'm telling you, that guide is going to walk you through everything you need to know, like step by step. It's going to give you, it's going to paint the picture of what you need. All right. Secondly, do be honest with yourself about where your calories are. This could go either way. Maybe you're someone who's like, yeah, I'm in a deficit, but you snack all day and you don't track those extra bites. Now, I'm not saying go all or nothing. Like, you can have a bite of something here and there and not track it. Like, please do not go 0 to 100. But if you are having little snacks and little bites of things throughout the day, especially of things that are dense, like it's different if you like eat a piece of broccoli a few times a day versus like you eat a quarter of a crumble cookie a few times a day, right? Be honest with yourself. Track your shit, okay? And just see where your calories are, okay? Which leads to my third one here. Do commit to the appropriate plan and stay consistent. Now, when I say appropriate plan, what I mean by that is if you track your calories, you see where your average intake is this last week or so, and it is below your maintenance, which if you don't know your maintenance, the guide will also walk you through that. But what I'm going to tell you right now is let's just, I know everybody wants a number, and you guys know everyone's different. Everyone's different. Okay. But let's just throw out a number for an average maintenance, 2000 calories, right? If you are eating below that, like I would say if you're eating below like 1800, girl, you ain't going into a deficit. Like, you could, depending on where you start, but you're not going to get that great of a response. It is going to be much better for you to go through a bit of a reverse diet, get up to maintenance, hang out there, chill there for 6 to 8 weeks at minimum. I know, but summer will be here by the. I'm telling you, it's going to be best. Okay. I have coached hundreds of women through this process. I have gone through it myself. I have bulked during the summer. I promise you, the world will not end. You'll be fine. In fact, you'll probably look better. Okay, but when I say appropriate plan, that's what I mean. Like, be honest with yourself. Are you eating below maintenance? If yes, reverse, 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 like the song, right? However, on the other hand, if you are eating around maintenance, maybe within 1, 200 calories of that 2000 or even above it, and you want to go into a deficit, hell yeah, you're ready. You are so ready. Now, the second part of this is once you choose the appropriate plan, you're going to stick with it. You are going to stay committed. You're going to stay consistent, and you're going to stay out of your head. Okay. Because it is so easy to go into a new phase, especially if it's reversing, and think, oh my gosh, I just feel huge. Oh my gosh, my clothes don't fit the same anymore. I'm gaining weight. Girl, you are just filling out because you're eating more carbs and you're gaining muscle. Okay. Like, wow, what a concept. Your body is bodying. That's what we would expect. Now, when you stay committed, especially with a reverse journey or a muscle gain growth journey, I promise you, every time that you start to feel a little like, ooh, feeling a little large, you are about to have a breakthrough. It happens to me every single time. It has happened to so many of my clients where it's like, oh man, I don't know, I might have overshot. I might have overshot my calories. And then I swear to you, like 3 days later, I look so much better because I'm filled out. Like my body adapts to the new intake. Things are fine. Okay. So please, please stick to the plan that you choose. Give it a freaking chance to work, man. 6 to 8 weeks at minimum. Yeah, this is a long game. This is a long game. And 6 to 8 weeks is a blink of an eye in a fitness journey. Anyways, you'll be so glad you did it. Okay. So this brings me to my last do have fun with the process. Please, you don't have to put so much pressure on yourself. Life is not all about your body, dude. Your body is the least interesting thing about you. Come on. Summertime is coming. I know you want to be on those rooftops, those porches outside, barbecues, tailgates, all the things. Enjoy that shit. All right. Wear what is flattering and what is comfortable. I don't give two shits if you have to buy bigger shorts. So what? They are going to be more flattering than if you try to fit into the old ones. And your energy is going to be all messed up anyways if you're like, oh, I wore the small shorts, but I can't fit into them anymore and I don't feel good at this tailgate. And like everybody knows. Yeah, people are going to know because you're going to be radiating that shit. Okay? Wear the clothes that are flattering. Get over your ego when you have to buy new ones. Remember your why. That's the second part of this. Do remember your why. Why are you doing this? Right? To get to your goals. And every phase is a stepping stone. You don't get to skip the stepping stones. Okay? I promise you, being like years into my fitness journey and having the physique that I have now, and also going through hell, I have fluctuated 30 pounds since bodybuilding and in 2020 into where I am now. Okay? I didn't need to do all that. And I don't want you guys to go through all that. But what I can say is living in all these different bodies, I have had days where I'm shredded to the bone and I don't feel confident. And I've had days where I was bulked to the max at my heaviest. And I was like, yo, I'm a thick queen. And my confidence was through the roof. Okay. So your confidence is not tied to your body. I'll tell you that right now. I just proved it wrong. Your confidence is tied to your subconscious programming and how you see yourself. So do the internal work that needs to happen. All right. And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok for the tips, methods, and practices on how to do that. But bringing it full circle here, the point of this is to have fun. Okay. You did not come to this planet to stress out about your freaking body. You really didn't. None of us did. Okay. We're human. We have experiences, but you are not defined by those. Okay. So there's that. I think we got a little zesty in this episode, but I just hear like the same struggles and complaints all the time. I'm like, you guys, like zoom out, zoom out. You are so okay. You are so okay. You're gonna get to your goals, but you gotta do the work, right? So let's recap the do's and don'ts. So we are not going to incorporate HIIT more than twice a week, if at all. We are not gonna train or do cardio more than 5 times a week, at least one full active rest or one full rest day. The other one could be an active rest day. And we are not gonna go into a deficit without knowing where our intake is first, right? And we're gonna be honest about that. Now, we are going to download the metabolic guide linked for you below. We're gonna be honest with ourselves about where our calories are, which is gonna help us commit to the appropriate plan, and we're going to stay consistent. We're going to give it a chance to actually work, and we're going to have fun with the process. We're going to remember why we're doing this, right? How good does that sound? You have access to that whenever you want. Whenever you want, it is a choice. Okay. So that wraps up today's episode. Obviously, I don't even actually, I don't know why I say obviously, because I actually don't think it's that obvious. I've had people who know me in real life be like, are you still taking fitness clients? The answer is yes. Yes, I am still taking fitness clients. So if you would like to know what options look like for working together, if you have questions, if you need a little guidance, like hop in my DMs. Let's chat about it. We can see what would be a good fit. I'm here for you. Would love to support you. And the sooner the better when it comes to goals that are on a timeline, especially with summer coming around the corner. So just know that option is there for you. I will also put that link below if you want to apply for coaching. No pressure. Like when you get on the call, it's with our consult specialist, Garrison. He is the bee's knees. He rocks. It's just to get some more information about like what you've tried, where you're at, where you're trying to go, and then he can give you options and see where you would fit best. But you are not obligated to sign up for coaching on that call. 0%. Okay. So that'll be linked below as well. But that now officially wraps up this episode. Download the guide And I cannot wait to hear your guys' feedback. Otherwise, share this episode with anybody you think it would be helpful for. Tag me on your Instagram story if you share the pod, and I will catch you in the next one.